Harlequin Presents and Harper Audio present The Greek's 9-Month Redemption by Macy Yates, performed by Rachel Fulginetti.
Chapter 1. Sometimes L. St. James imagined taking a pen and stabbing it straight through Apollo Savas's chest. Not to kill him, of course. He didn't have a heart, so the wound would hardly be fatal. Just to hurt him. Still other times she fantasized about crossing the boardroom, wrenching free the knot on his tie, and tearing the front of his shirt open, scraping her fingernails down his heated skin and feeling all those hard muscles beneath her hands. Finally, after 9 long years of resisting him, resisting the heat that roared through her body every time their eyes met. That one was way more disturbing than the stabbing thing. It was also far too frequent. They were sitting in a crowded meeting, and she should be paying attention, but all she could think about was what she would do to him if she had 5 minutes with him alone, behind a locked door. It would either be violent or naked. He was talking about budgets and cuts, and she hated those words. It would mean scaling down her team again, as had been the story of the past 12 months, ever since he'd bought her out from her father's holding company, a company that had since sunk into bankruptcy. Just another moment in a long line of Apollo undermining her. Finally, her father had been forced to give her responsibility, since his stepson had finally proven to be a viper in the nest, so to speak. She'd been installed as CEO. Then Apollo had come down like a hammer. It was his fault, at least in part, and nothing would convince her otherwise. She had a plan he seemed intent on thwarting at every turn. She knew she could rescue Matt without all of these sweeping staff changes, but he wouldn't give her a chance. Because, just as he'd always done, he was making it his mission to undermine her, to prove he was better even now. But that didn't stop her eyes from following his hands as he gestured broadly, from wondering what those hands might feel like on her skin. She could write what she knew about sex on a napkin. The sad thing was, it would be 2 words. Apollo Savas. He'd been sex to her from the moment she'd understood what the word sex meant. From the moment she'd understood why men and women were different and why it was such a wonderful thing. The dark-haired, dark-eyed son of the woman her father had married when Elle was 14. He had been fascinating, so different from her. Rough around the edges, a product of his upbringing in a class of society Elle herself had had no contact with. His mother had been a maid prior to her marriage to Elle's father. The culture shock had been intense, and very, very interesting. Of course, since then, he'd grown into a dark-hearted man who'd betrayed her family and put her under his boot heel. Still, she wanted him. The big, bad wolf of the business world, huffing and puffing and blowing your dreams down.
"Don't you agree, Ms. St. James?"
She looked up, her eyes locking with Apollo's, her heart thudding a dull rhythm. The last thing she needed was to admit she'd missed what he was saying. She would rather admit to having fantasies of killing him than the alternative.
"You'll have to repeat the question, Mr. Savas. My attention span for repetition isn't infinite. This is the same song you've been singing for months, and it isn't any more effective or logical than it was last time."
He stood, his movements liquid silk. She could see from the black glitter in his eyes that she was going to pay for her words. The thought sent a shiver down her spine. Fear mingled with unaccountable lust.
"I am sorry you find me boring. I shall endeavor to make myself more interesting. You see, I was speaking of the fact that for a company to be successful, it must be sleek, well-oiled, each cog functioning at top capacity. Extraneous cogs are unnecessary. Sluggish cogs are unnecessary. I was attempting to be delicate with my metaphor."
He began to walk down the length of the boardroom table, the postures of each person he moved behind straightening as he did.
"Perhaps I would have held your attention a bit better if I would have simply said that if I identify a portion of your company functioning at less than..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?